Let's take a look at worksheet number 3 for stocks. In the 6th presentation, we discussed market capitalization. So, given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, now called the New York Stock Exchange American Exchange, the NASDAQ, or the OTC, over-the-counter, wrong side of the tracks market, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. We want you then to calculate the market capitalization, whether it's a large cap, mid cap, small cap, and optionally if it's a mega cap or a micro cap. And of course, give us the type of stock, blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, foreign, speculative, that you believe the stock is. And remember, some stocks don't fit neatly into any one category, and some fit in more than one category. So the first stock is Marriott International. You know who they are, right? The hotel chain, worldwide. And the recent stock price as of January 24th was $237.87. We look at the key statistics, and we find that they had 293.69 million shares. Now, what exchange would you expect to see Marriott International? The company's been around for decades, fairly large company. We would expect to see it on the New York Stock Exchange, right? Well, that's where they were for decades. And then recently, the NASDAQ said, "Ooh, come on over here. We're going to charge you less." They do, actually. The NASDAQ does charge less than the New York Stock Exchange. Not much less. You don't think they're doing this for free, do you? Of course not. And so now they're on the NASDAQ. Of course, we would want to check to make sure, just typing in their symbol, and it will tell you what exchange they're traded on. Now, what's the market capitalization? Well, some of you don't have scientific calculators, so you can't go more than, you know, 7 or 8 digits. So what we're going to do is we're going to just type or write down 237.87. That's the that's $237.87. And then multiply times 293.69 million shares. So write 293.69 and then make sure you write the word million. Some people just put an M there, sometimes an uppercase M for million, but I write the word million. And when we do that, when we do that calculation, we get 69,860.0403. Now, we have to continue with the word million. Million. You have to add that word million after that, because that's not, it's not $69,860, folks. It's $69,860 million. And you would not see that on the internet. You would, they what they would do is they would change that to billion. So they might put 69.9 billion. Are you with me? Yeah, that's what you're going to see, 69.9 billion, or maybe 69.860 billion. Okay, good. Now, what kind of company is that? It's a large cap company. Remember, in the presentation, we talked about companies that are greater than 10 billion. Some people now say it has to be at least 15 billion, but it's definitely a large cap company. And what would a hotel chain be? What type? Defensive? Turnaround? Maybe it's a turnaround if it's a hit on hard times. No, they're cyclical. Right. Hotels do really well when the economy is booming. Why? There's more business travel, and there's certainly more recreational travel. And when the economy is lower, they don't do as well. So that's the issue there. Would you invest in Marriott International? What do you think? Okay. You know, and of course, we have to look at their competitors. Right, exactly. Now, the next stock, number 2, is Ryder Trucks. Have you heard of Ryder Trucks? Ryder Wrench Trucks, that's their motto. There are truck rental. They do more than just that, but that's their big deal. That's their big, that's their bread and butter. The recent stock price was $113.88, and there are only 444.32 million shares. So where would we expect a company like Ryder Trucks to be? It's been around for decades. It's not a particularly large company. It's not a particularly large market. You know. So we would expect it to be on the New York Stock Exchange, and of course we check it out, and yeah, it is. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. So the market cap is equal to the price times the number of shares outstanding. So $113.88, $113.88, times 44.32 million shares. So write down 44.32 and then write the word million, unless you have a scientific calculator and you want to do all the digits. And what you get is 4,655,000,8978. Now, you're not going to see that when you look up the market cap of a company. They're going to turn it into billion. So it would be 4.66 billion or maybe 4.656 billion. Yeah, that's what you're going to see. Either one is correct. I mean, you don't have to change it to a billion. If you leave it as a million, that's right. But you're just not going to see that. Now, what company is, where is this? Well, it depends on which category you use. Some people might say that's still a mid cap, because we anywhere from 2 to 3 billion up to 10 billion is an older version. Now you're hearing people say that it has to be at least 5 or 6 billion to be a mid cap. So some people might say it's a small cap. Either one is fine. Now, it's not a large cap, right? It's not a large cap company. And what would a trucking company be? Transportation, cyclical. That's right, because the more business is going on, the more people are going to need to rent trucks. And if businesses, when the business cycle is contracting, a recession, as it's called, there's fewer demand, less demand for trucks. Okay, now, Pollo Loco. Oh, Pollo Loco? Yeah, you know the restaurant chain. Right, love that symbol, huh? Loco. Recent stock price is $9.30. This is why, you know, people concentrate on the Apples and the Microsofts and the NVIDIAs and all these. And I say, there's lots of companies out there, folks. Do your research. You might like Pollo Loco. So you might be one of the people who is the client there. And as Peter Lynch would say, maybe this is a publicly traded company. Maybe I should look into it. Maybe this is a good deal. Maybe it's not. We have to do more research. But the recent stock price was $9.30, and there's 31.45 million shares outstanding. So where would we expect a newer company like El Pollo Loco to be? We would expect it to be on the NASDAQ, and we would be right. Of course, we'd look it up. We would look that up. So what's the market cap? Well, $9.30 times 31.45 million is 292.485 million. So you could write 292.5 million. You can just leave it as 292.485 million. It's fine either way. But this is definitely a small company, isn't it? I know $292 million is a lot of money to you and me, but in the world of publicly traded companies, this is a small cap. Some might even say this is a micro cap. It used to be that anything less than 100 million was a micro cap. But now people are saying anything less than a billion or half a billion is a micro cap. It depends on you. You decide. I'm a little old school. I think anything less than 100 million is still micro cap. What type of stock is this? Well, it's pretty new. I'm going to put it in the speculative category. Although you might say, no, this is a growth company because I don't know that much about them because I don't really patronize them. But you might know a lot about them, and you might know a lot about the fast food or casual, whatever they're called, casual dining restaurants, because there's a lot of them out there, folks, believe it or not. There, you can invest in several different restaurants, believe it or not. So check them out if you are so inclined and you like their food. Okay, that was a small cap, or maybe some might say a micro cap company. The fourth company, who is this? Who is this Oracle? Who are they? You ever heard of Oracle? Believe it or not, you use their software pretty much every day. Every time you swipe your credit card or debit card, every time you go online and make a purchase, chances are you're using Oracle software, because they make one of the most most popular databases for large institutions. Now, you don't go purchase their stuff from Oracle. No, you and I don't do that. But big companies do. And companies like Visa and MasterCard, they use their databases because they can do thousands of transactions per second. And they're, you know, they don't just, it's not just done on one computer, it's done on several computers so that there's multiple redundancy. Yeah, it's a very big company with a very potent technology that is important for our economy. But you probably never even heard of them. Maybe you did. So where would we expect Oracle to be? Well, you know, something like that you would expect to be on the NASDAQ technology, right? Not anymore. They were on the NASDAQ for many years, but then the New York Stock Exchange said, "Ooh, come on over here. That will make you a deal." So now they're on the New York Stock Exchange. So $114.31 times 2.75 billion shares is 314.3525 billion, or about $314.4 billion worth of market capitalization. Oh my goodness, this is a very large company. In fact, it's in the subcategory mega cap. Anything greater than about $100 billion, and sometimes people say it's got to be over $200 billion, depends on who you talk to, is a mega cap company. Now, what kind of company would Oracle be? Well, you know, for many years they were a growth company. They still insist that they're a growth company, but in reality, they become more cyclical. The more transactions occur, the more money they're going to make, obviously, and the business cycle expands, they're going to expand, and vice versa. But they're really now trying to nudge into the what's called the cloud market. And they've always been in the cloud market, but it's been, you know, for big companies, not for individuals. Whereas, you know, Microsoft with Azure and Amazon with Amazon Web Services and Google, I'm not sure what they call theirs, or just Google with cloud, they have a bit of a head start. Oracle, when they entered the market several years ago, they said, "You are going to take it over." It hasn't worked out that way, but they're a formidable competitor. So we'll see what happens with that. But still, their bread and butter is their database and business software that is crucial, literally crucial to the financial system. So check it out. We're going to ask you to do the same. We're going to ask you to find the market caps of companies. And maybe on an exam, I'll ask you to do a simple price times number of shares outstanding. So it's not hard to do. But again, we just look it up on the InfernalNet and they tell us. Thank you very much. Be awesome, dear students. We're proud of you. Keep working every day. Study and bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College, your friends, your family, your colleagues, and of course, to yourself.